Okay, it's Coast 93.1. Wait. Hold on, let me drop this quick little plug in here.
Your brakes screaming for attention? Come to Main Auto Service and Tire because they may just be screaming for a cleaning. Take along the big orange oval. Main Auto Service and Tire, your road to main value.
Yeah, okay. The seagull would be funny, but I don't want to hear that all night.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'd be screeching. Every time I saw a fry.
Did we get that?
Yeah.
I'd be screeching.
We need a little more context,
okay. Sorry, let me explain. So, hi, good morning. It's the Blake and Eva show. I'd be screeching. Let me make sure I pull that clip out. Good morning. You know what wouldn't make you screech is when you see what's going on and then you say,
oh, God, you know, it's so small.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's never something you want to hear in that moment.
No.
So Eva's trying to figure out what she's going to be for Halloween. We're hosting this Halloween party, the Great Pumpkin Ball. It's Equality Maine's party, but it's going to be Maine's largest Halloween dance party. It's at the State Theater on the 26th, which is Saturday before Halloween. It's a week from this Saturday, and Eva's all stressed out because it's a big, you know, like gay event, and I got my costume figured out, and she's trying to figure out what to be. Yeah, so she, of course,
Halloween is not this weekend. It's the following.
Well, the parties are.
The parties are.
Oh.
Yeah. Halloween is 2 weeks from today, actually. No, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a Thursday night.
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
And?
Yeah. And Eva's birthday.
And, someone's birthday. Right.
So Eva's trying to figure out what to be, and listeners are sending suggestions. And I think seagull would be funny, because we always joke that you're a seagull, but then I would have to hear you imitating that all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would really suck.
Which would be a lot.
Yeah. How about a dolphin?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go as a dolphin?
Wow.
Oh, no, I don't. Never mind. No, what are you doing to me, Todd? I don't want to hear that either. That's even worse.
Eva, can I get you a drink?
Oh, God. See, I don't know. There's just like a
Eva, do you want to go on the Uber with us?
Yeah, see, Eva, I turned her microphone off, and that was what it sounded like. Oh, my God.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's kind of what my laugh already sounds like, but I would be doing that for everything. Yeah. See, people would be throwing fries at me just to hear me do that.
That's Eva's dream.
Yeah, right.
That's actually her sexual fantasy. That's actually her deepest, darkest sexual fantasy. There's random men throwing fries at her. Here, take this. Oh, man, this fry sucks.
Oh, God, you know, it's so small.
I could have a fry sticking out the side of my mouth all night and nobody could say anything.
Jesus. Did we get that?
What?
I don't even know what that means.
You know?
Like
no.
Well, you could also be a farmer with a fry sticking out of your mouth. I mean,
well, why would a farmer have a fry? A seagull, it makes sense.
Yes.
It's like a
peanut No,
fry.
You could if as long as you can make some kind of a beak or even just paint your nose yellow.
Oh my God. What?
Wow.
You'd be a bird. And do
Todd?
A little red
Todd?
Tip of the beak.
Todd?
What?
Todd? What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Are we in trouble? What did I say?
We're not in trouble. You're in trouble.
For saying a seagull would have a beak?
And I could paint mine?
Well, yeah, you're not going to wear a prosthetic beak. I know you.
I'm not painting my nose as if it's a beak.
Then how are people going to know you're a seagull?
Not by my nose.
You're going to be a beakless seagull? What happened? Well, I went into a window kind of hard looking at fries.
We don't ever refer to noses as beaks in this studio.
You would be going as a bird. Birds have beaks.
My nose is way too small to be a beak.
Then I guess you can't be a seagull. Maybe you could be a chickadee. It's the rare seagull chickadee hybrid bird.
But I still get the fries, right?
No, you have to eat seed now.
Yeah, now you got to eat bird seed. Yep.
Forget it.
Yeah.
So small.
Chia seeds.
Yeah.
No! Those expand. They hold 7 times their weight in water. That's why you always want them if you can't go
poo-poo. Where do you get this crap?
It's what? True. But if you
any other fun facts about seeds?
What the hell?
Wow. They hold seven times their weight in water. No, they do expand.
I know. That's why.
Yeah, they make that pudding, the chia pudding. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If you want to feel happy.
No, that's different. That's a different thing. But no, you know,
that's for the old people.
Why can't we just eat what we ate?
I don't know.
We got to do all this nonsense. Chia pudding now?
It's a hipster thing.
They probably have it at like those old hipster joints. Yeah. No, but speaking of recipes, so we had to pull Todd away from television because Martha Stewart was on there a few minutes ago.
Let me just tell you, I was in the middle of my blog and I stopped writing because she was on.
To watch her make spider cookies,
dude. There's something about Martha. I don't know. I just
wow. Look, Todd's turning sexy voice on. You want to get Eva to turn sexy voice on? You talk about fries. You want to get Todd to turn sexy voice on? You talk about Martha Stewart.
Wow, we are so old.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself. I'm still enjoying fries, honey.
That's right.
Well, Martha would cook me probably the most amazing French fry on the planet.
You're absolutely That's right. True.
She'll cook me anything that I ask.
And then Eva would swoop in and take it. That's right.
I might just be that just to bug him because I'm going to be with Blake a lot
great?
Of that night, right?
How's that?
Behind him.
How's
beep,
that?
Beep, 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 beep.
What was that sound?
Was that not a seagull?
Nope.
Okay, we'll practice on the show every day until next Friday.
Good idea.
No, we need
every
listeners.
Morning.
We need some listeners left.
Not on the 25s past the hour. That's
right.
All.
Not when Todd's here.
Time in the morning. It's not exactly. 25 past the 30
past. It's a good thing.
Ooh.
Oh.
Todd just went,
It is a good thing.
He just leaned into the microphone.
Mm. One more time.
It's a good thing.
A younger Martha.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what Rachel can be for Halloween.
Oh, there
that's
you go.
That's not a bad idea, Eva.
Right? Hey.
Who would I be then?
You're talking dirty.
You could be the cookie that she throws in the oven.
I was thinking the guy that had to serve her in jail.
You just took this to a...
No, I mean, this is like S&M stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a seagull laugh.
There it is. I know. I know. She doesn't have to. She doesn't even have to. Doesn't have to fake it.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yeah, Martha. You know what Todd wants? Farm to table.
So this is like a big orgy in a field kind of thing?
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Oh, it can be, Martha. It could be a good thing.
Oh, man.
All right.
Todd's got your NewsCenter main forecast.
All right. We're in the calm before the storm. Mostly sunny skies today. 60 for your high temperature. Actually, a pretty nice day. This evening, the clouds roll in. Rain arrives between 9 and midnight. Overnight, it pours. Tomorrow morning, heavy rain and very gusty wind could actually end up with some power outages tomorrow. Actually, we will. It's a matter of how many, not if we're going to get them.
Yeah.
Everything sort of winds down tomorrow afternoon to scattered showers. Much better. And then a little sun on Friday, and the weekend looks amazing.
Perfect. Eva will be spending a lot of time trying to figure out where to find seagull wings. And a very petite, flattering beak.
The Blake and Eva Show. Real. Funny.
Coast 93.1.